On this edition of Updates from the Post, Celeste Lasich and Laura Allen stop by to talk about the Ellis County Ministerial Alliance's annual Thanksgiving Day Feast. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Tuesday, November 26th. This is the Post Podcast. Let's just start off simple. How long has this been going and as an annual event?
So there's been a community Thanksgiving feast for over 20 years, and it's had lots of different forms. The Ellis County Ministerial Alliance took over sponsorship of it 12 years ago, and we've been at the Rose Garden now for 6 years.
Okay. So what all goes into putting on something like this?
A lot of planning. We start this year after the Thanksgiving Day feast. We have meetings and talk about what worked well, what didn't work well. We usually feed about 600 to 700 people, so it's a lot of volunteers to recruit and schedule. There are food collections because we do send groceries home to people who need them. So there are food collections and food bagging, and there's a lot of
fun. Awesome. So if someone is to attend the event, what are they going to expect? What are they going to see?
So the meal happens, we begin to serve at noon. We serve from noon until 1:30 on Thanksgiving, on Thursday. And the doors open at 11:30.
I was going to ask that. 11:30, they can
doors
come in.
Doors open at 11:30, yep. And if you've been to the Rose Garden, then you know you're going to walk into an absolutely beautifully decorated space. It's going to be like walking into a great party. The food is fantastic. And then, of course, this will be a traditional Thanksgiving meal prepared by the Rose Garden staff. And so there'll be turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and green beans and dessert and roll and all of those kinds of things. Pam and her staff have been wonderful to work with. They are an integral part of this team. And wonderful volunteers, a community atmosphere, a cross-section of the community that we don't normally see all in one place, because everyone in the county is invited to come and be part of this.
Awesome. So, yeah, to go a little bit further into that, how do you, if you're interested in going, do you just show up? Do you need to make reservations, call? How's that work?
People can just show up. We're expecting a crowd. If people want a delivery meal or plan to pick up a to-go meal for themselves or for anyone else, they do need to call First Call for Help today. That number is 623-2800, because those need to be reserved in advance.
Okay.
But anybody else, show up at 11:30 and we will, there will be a place for you. If people want to volunteer, they also need to contact First Call for Help today so we can get all of those people scheduled. And that's a little bit different process, but First Call will help make that make sense for them.
Okay. And you've got a note here on the access van. This is something that's a little different this year, right?
It is. Because the last couple of years, they had so few riders. We've decided this year that it's just not worth people volunteering their time on Thanksgiving for just a couple of folks, I guess. So we actually are trying to encourage people, if they want to come out for dinner, to maybe carpool, ride with somebody else. If not, please feel free to call and have us deliver a meal to you so that you still have a Thanksgiving Day meal.
And again, they need to call today if they want to get that set up.
Yes.
Okay. And going back just a minute to the volunteers, I think you've got some shifts they can come in and do, right?
So, we're going to need some volunteers tomorrow, to do setup Wednesday, to do setup and also to do grocery bagging. That's, between 5 and 6. We're going to be rebagging all the groceries that have been collected. And then on Thursday, those shifts are between 10:30 and 2:00. I'm going to say we really need people who are willing to commit to come in and do cleanup from 1 until 2. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it's kind of our hardest shift to fill, but we really do need people who would be able to volunteer to do that. Again, call First Call for Help to schedule shifts. And yes, we can work people in different shifts.
Excellent. I imagine it takes a lot to put something like this on. probably taking donations. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We could not, we just literally could not do this without the support of our sponsors. We have wonderfully generous sponsors. So we have thank yous to all of those on all the tables and as people enter. But we also do accept donations at the door. And so there'll be some donation boxes for people who want to donate. Or people can send donations to the ECMA P.O. Box 173 here in Hayes. And for people to know that any donations over and above the cost of the meal, they go to ECMA's Second Mile Fund, and that's the local assistance fund that supports and helps people in need here in Ellis County.
Very good. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Anything else you want to try to sneak in before we go?
We just want to say thank you to all of the sponsors and volunteers. You know, Ellis County is unique, and this is one of the things that makes it really a great place to live.